This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi. Truth in engineering.
Well, David Helter is the sales director of golf for Echo USA. Echo recently introduced the Echo EVO1 shoe and the Fred Couples signature shoe at this year's Masters. We're going to talk about Echo shoes. It's a pleasure to welcome David Helter to the Augusta Golf Show for the very first time. Hello, David.
Hello. Thank you for having me on the show and giving me a chance to tell you a little bit about the Echo story.
I appreciate that. How long's Freddie been wearing your shoes?
Freddie has been with Echo for 8 years at this point.
We used to call them crossovers. What do we call them now?
We refer to spikeless shoes as hybrid shoes because we feel like they go well from both the golf course to the street or off course.
Talk to me, David, about how the hybrid shoe came about.
Well, there's always been hybrid shoes, or I'll say spikeless shoes, which were more teacher shoes. They
right.
wanted a shoe that they could kind of go from clubhouse to the course and back. But it never really took hold, and we designed the product really more from a fashion perspective at first, you know, just liking the idea of a hybrid shoe, but making it, wanting to make it fashionable and have it colorful. And Fred liked the product because it put him lower to the ground. I don't know how much you know about his, he has back problems.
Right.
And he felt like being lower to the ground, and this hybrid product really made his back feel better. And so he tried them, and he really put us on the map back in 2010 at the Masters. He wore the product. He got a photo taken with him sitting on the golf court with his foot up and no socks on, and people, the phones just started to ring, and everybody wanted to know where they could get the Freddie sneaker.
You know, it's funny that you say that, because it just seems to me, and this is hindsight, David, but it just seems to me you could not have picked a better representative of that shoe and of that lifestyle than Fred.
Well, he is absolutely Freddie Cole, and men want to play like him, and the women love him. So you're absolutely right. We couldn't have picked a better representative, and the business has just exploded from then. An interesting statistic for your guest. In 2009, virtually no business, or not even a percentage of the total golf footwear business, was done in spikeless or hybrid shoes. In 2013, it is close to 50% of the total pairs sold in the U.S. market are hybrid. So the phenomenon has just swept the marketplace, and I don't think there's going to be a change. I think it'll continue to grow as more and more of the players like Freddie wear these shoes on Saturday and Sunday in the tournaments.
We are talking with David Helter, the sales director for golf for Echo USA. With those kinds of numbers, David, I have to think all demographics are buying the shoes.
Well, it's pretty interesting. What we are kind of hearing is that there are still about 50% of golfers today that have not even tried a hybrid shoe. They're still convinced that they need spikes or cleats to gain traction. And they don't understand the versatility of hybrids yet, and they don't understand the comfort of hybrids yet, and they don't trust the fact that they're going to get traction. And I would certainly say that if you're playing in the U.S. Open where you have very thick, wet, rough, I'd probably wear a cleat. But 90% of the time, especially when the course is dry, the comfort factor and the traction factor on a hybrid shoe are fantastic.
Well, who's is a younger demo buying it more than an older demo?
Well, the younger demo is definitely took to it very quickly, because some of the younger consumers didn't even want to wear a golf shoe, a traditional saddle shoe or cleated golf shoe. They were wearing, some of them were just wearing athletic or sneaker product on the golf course. So this is a perfect entry into the golf footwear market because they're a little bit more fashionable in terms of the color and the styling, and yet it's still a golf shoe. And then they can wear it as a casual shoe off the course.
Which I think is the best thing about the hybrid shoe. Tell me about the Echo EVO1 shoe.
Well, the shoe that we launched, that Freddie launched for us, the Street Premier in 2010 at the Masters, was in the market and was the top-selling hybrid shoe in the market for years, and we just felt like it was time to change it. And what we had done is we had created a hybrid shoe called the Byam Hybrid, and the comfort factor in that, because of the last that the product was made on, was tremendous. And when people started to compare the Street to the Byam Hybrid, they felt there was more comfort factor in the Byam Hybrid, so we felt it was time to update or evolve the Street Premier, and that's where we came up with the Street Evo, which is short for Evolution 1. So we built the shoe really from the ground up with a wider base to give a little bit more traction and support in the heel area. We put a special shank in the shoe, which really gives a comfort feature and really locks in the heel, again, for support. And we launched it the beginning of this year, tail end of last year and the beginning of this year, and it's done very well for us. And as the Street Premier, we do a host of colors. I think we have six colors now in the Street Evo 1.
And you guys want me wearing this shoe all the time, right? I won't wear it out?
No. Everybody, that's one of the questions. As soon as I turn a shoe over at point of sale and show people the nubs or the spikes on the bottom, the small nubs, they'll say, okay, I want to wear this as a casual shoe, but what's it going to wear like on the street? And the material on the bottom is a TPR, a thermoplastic rubber, that actually is the same outsole that's on the bottom of running shoes from all the brands. So it's made for high abrasion, and it's made for hard surfaces. So and it gives you traction on both a hard surface or a grass surface.
You guys also did something special talking about Freddie and talking about the Masters this year with a Freddie Couples signature shoe. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, given what he has done for us as an ambassador for Echo, we felt like we wanted to kind of pay tribute to him. So we created a shoe. It's the Byam Hybrid, which has been our best-selling shoe for the last year and a half. We created a special version that was white with a Masters green color to match. And we did a limited edition of it where we did 275 pairs, again, to really commemorate his victory in 1992, where he won and his total score was 275. So we numbered the shoes 1 through 275, and then we did an additional pair where his autograph is lasered on that shoe. And then we did an additional pair that we had him hand sign that was put on our website, our Facebook site, as a prize, a raffle prize for consumers.
I assume they're all gone.
There might be. I know we really were slim in terms of our allocation. We had some on our own site, and then we offered them to Golfsmith and PGA Tour Superstore. And I believe most of them are gone at this point. There might be a pair floating around here and there. And I haven't looked on eBay lately, but people were saying that they could show up on eBay at more than the $275 retail price point.
You guys still have a size 6 lying around the shop somewhere.
Is that what you wear?
No. I wear a 10. What's getting the most attention in R&D, comfort or style?
You know what? I think that comfort is really a ticket to entry today. I don't think that the consumer wants to buy something that's not comfortable. I think they finally understand that footwear is like equipment, that you've got them one for a round of 18, and whether you're sitting in a golf cart or you're walking the 18 holes, comfort's of utmost importance on the first hole and as important as on the last hole as it is on the first. And so comfort's a ticket of entry, but today I think the styling or fashion quotient has gone up. I don't think the real traditional look, that white and black or white and brown saddle, has really started to tail off, and people want to see colors. Everybody loves color today, and they love fashion. So probably fashion is as important as anything today.
You know, you mentioned the growth of the product over the last 4 or 5 years. So I have to think, if imitation is the most sincerest form of flattery, Echo must be very flattered.
We are, and I get asked the question a lot, does it bother you? And really what has happened is when we launched it, we were the only people in the business, and we're the fourth largest brand globally behind FootJoy, Nike, and Adidas. So it was actually great to see them launch hybrid product because they have a hardcore consumer base, and their consumer said, okay, if Nike, if Adidas, if FootJoy is going to do hybrid product, it can't be this crazy Danish European fashion trend. It's got to be something that's real. And it really helped give credibility to the whole idea of hybrid, and I think that's probably why it grew so quickly. We still feel like we're the leaders, and we have a very dominant position in the premium hybrid market, but we're glad to see other people do it.
You know, before I let you go, David, hybrid kind of lends itself to being the alternative. How much longer do you think that goes before hybrid has to go away and it becomes the golf shoe?
I think hybrid is here to stay, and I believe the same is true of spike shoes or cleated product. I think that people are going to have both. They're going to wear them depending on the weather and what their type of play is. I know hybrid product's great when you travel because you can put one shoe in your bag and or in your suitcase, and you can use it both on the golf course if you're lucky enough to play, and you can use it as a casual. But I do think you'll see some evolution of hybrid product and cleated product both. Cleated has gotten much more sporty in the last few years. Mm-hmm. And there's also a trend, and this happened in the running industry, but there's a trend to much lighter weight product and what has been called minimalist in the running footwear side, and that's kind of crept into the golf side. That's been very slow to evolve because of the conservative nature of golfers, but I think you're going to see a lot of change in the next couple of years in terms of golf footwear, and people are going to know more and more, look at it more and more like it's equipment versus fashion or just accessory.
He is David Helter, the general manager at Echo USA. Congratulations on all of this, David, and thank you for taking the time to do this.
My pleasure, John. Thanks for having me on, and look forward to maybe seeing you at the Orlando show if you get down there to PGA.
I appreciate it.
All right. Bye now.